Hi there, Lee, and all of the gang down there. I want to thank you for the very nice Christmas presents. I do a lot of nibbling when I'm playing my typewriter, and our president, Mr. Arvel K. Snav, keeps me very busy around this time of the year playing my typewriter. And that's one of the reasons, or maybe an excuse, I don't know, for not getting in touch sooner. But Snav Tower seems to be making out pretty good now. And in spite of some very nice Christmas presents that arrived from Santa Claus, our president received an electronic pickup for his new zither. And our Dame Minerva got a typewriter, a new pre-owned typewriter, big office machine. It weighs about 75 pounds, but she was pretty teed off at the little SCM coronet that I had gotten for her 2 years after I bought mine. And mine has taken an awful beating, but it still pecks out letters. But the one that I bought her, I think the dynamic obsolescence factor became more important in those 2 years between the time I bought mine and the time she bought hers. She's had all kinds of trouble with that, and to cut down on the bad language quotient around here, why, our president bought her this one, and our refrigerator went conked out on us. It ran all right, but the latch inside the door went haywire. In fact, I had to take the door off from the hinges and to get into it one night just before supper. And I went down to Kmart and got myself a 37-cent little latch. I deactivated the regular catch on the thing and put this little, it's a cabinet door latch, and it worked fine. But the kids decided that we should have a new refrigerator. Well, this was a 12-foot Westinghouse that we had bought. I don't know, we paid about $70-$80 for it, I think. So they sent us a check for Christmas and anniversary and birthday and everything else from now on, I imagine, which would be fair enough. They sent us a check for $100, and we found a refrigerator that belonged to a lady who was moving to Pennsylvania, and she didn't want to haul that great big monster to Pennsylvania. It's a 16-foot Westinghouse, so she would accept $100 for it, so that was our Christmas present from the kids. Now, I mentioned that our president received his electronic pickup from Santa Claus. Well, actually, we believe that he bought it himself, but we can't be sure. But whole idea is that I've been fiddling with this contraption for years, and the pickup was a gamble because I wasn't sure it would work or not. But you requested some selections by Uncle Albert a long time ago, and I haven't been playing enough to even keep in shape. But about a week ago, about a week ago, why, the electric pickup arrived. And I put it on, and I was very much surprised because it went on with no problems. That is, it did what I had hoped that it would do. So I'm going to give you a sample of it. Now, I want to caution you. depending on the speaker that this is played through, if it's played through the cassette speaker, you'll have to play it very, very softly, or it'll shake the speaker out. But this is the way that what is now the electronically amplified improved chromatic ambidextrous Arm & Hammer wall bearing double action 31 string zithern with four speeds forward sounds after about a week of practice. No apologies for the mistakes or things that you shouldn't hear. And I'm still experimenting with making tapes with the thing. But here's how it sounds.
Thank you.
Well, that's the way that the improved chromatic ambidextrous arm and hammer ball bearing double action 31 string zithern works. Now, if you can stand that, why, I'll put some more.